So, if you guys listen to the first part of this, and I don't even know if he's going to come out like sequentially or if there'll be episodes in between. But if you listen to the first part of this, you'll know that I know almost nothing about history, apparently. That Zach knows a lot about history, apparently.
I know a few things. I guess
in comparison, like, would if an average person stands next to an idiot, they're going to look brilliant, right? That's kind of our dynamic. I definitely think that's our dynamic. And one thing I realized as I'm editing it, we just talked about like a bunch of the wars. Was there really nothing else to cover during those like 1700s through 1800s through World War II when we stopped? Like, everything's just war.
I'm sure that there was.
I mean, we did touch on the Depression.
There was a ton of history, but I'm just like
Like, when did the world fairs start? Aren't those a thing?
I don't know. There's lots of other history.
And there was a giant fire in Chicago
in
the Chicago World Fair. That was at some point in time.
See, I'm just... It's because...
Yeah, but these people expect to learn history from us.
I know. I'm just saying that I was kind of a war nerd because I like military history. So that's what I know about.
Well, we need to do better this episode.
Okay.
I promise listeners.
The Wright brothers flew essentially a giant paper airplane.
Yeah, what year?
1902, I believe.
What state?
Oh, was it Indiana? Wasn't it in the Midwest?
I thought it was North Carolina. Isn't that first in flight on the license plate?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
You might be right.
Well, that's going to be a fun thing to look up. See,
for some reason, I thought it was the Midwest, but now that you say that, I think you were correct.
100% full disclosure, I don't know what states constitute the Midwest.
So it's like,
is like
Kansas,
Ohio,
Missouri, Ohio.
Is it Ohio through Idaho and then down?
I don't think Idaho. It also constitutes some like northern states, so like Michigan, Minnesota. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, they're Midwest, even though
they're east and central.
Well, they're like, they're just north, you know, to a southerner like me. They were just
north
because they were pretty much directly north, you know. So, but they constitute parts of the Midwest.
Okay,
there's
see,
lots of
see,
other.
See, this is the stuff like Thomas Edison. When did he invent electricity?
When did he invent electricity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Benjamin Franklin invented electricity.
Yeah, he invented it. There was never any lightning until Benjamin Franklin. Yeah.
Okay, no, but seriously, Thomas Edison. He invented a light bulb.
Yeah.
Did that happen in America?
But yes, he was American. But Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did he steal everything from Tesla?
I was going to say, he stole a lot of his ideas. Now, I don't know the actual. Because some people are like, oh, Thomas Edison was... Obviously, Thomas Edison wasn't, like, an idiot that stole all his ideas from Nikola Tesla. But
right.
I don't know if it was like, hey, Tesla did something and he was like, that's interesting. I'm going to expand on it. Or if he's like, ha, I'm gonna do that exact same thing and I'm going to get the credit for it.
I mean, who cares? Because people do that to this day.
That's true.
Arguably,
yeah,
that's what
Facebook,
America's built
good
on.
Job. You stole
MySpace was so much
MySpace.
Better.
Yeah.
What a great part of American history MySpace was.
Isn't it still around? It's still around.
Probably.
I just don't know.
Wasn't
it
turned into like a
it?
Music platform?
Yeah,
kind of
that's
thing?
What I've heard is it's mostly used for like, I don't know if it's music like
who cares?
Networking or
who cares?
Yeah.
We're not on it. All right, we're going to double back 40 years because we ended it from the end of World War II.
Okay.
So 40-ish years. And we already said 1902, you told me that the Wright brothers flew. Were there two Wright brothers or three?
I don't remember.
Orville Wright?
I don't know.
Redenbacher Wright?
Wilbur? I don't know.
Orville?
But I'm pretty
Wilbur.
Sure it was 1902 was the first.
That sounds good.
But I'm not 100% sure. The car was also created sometime around there.
1910. The Ford Model T.
I think it was earlier than
that. The assembly line.
I'm pretty sure it was
earlier. The 5-day work week, you prick.
Yeah. Ford.
But in his defense, people were working more than 40 hours
a week over 7 days. That's true. We had like child labor and all that stuff.
So like when he, you know, led this charge of the 5-day 40-hour work week, like
it was actually a reduction.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
It was like, hey guys, let's give you a break. That's actually a really good point.
Yeah. Now
I say 20-hour work week. 4-day weekends every week.
I mean, I'd be fine working longer days with more days off.
So I've talked with some of the guys at my company before, and we've talked about, we're like, man, if we could do 4 10s and have a 3-day weekend every week, that would be awesome. I would start gladly a
union?
Do it.
I said, are you going to start a union?
Oh, I didn't hear that. And no, absolutely not. Because unions, while they started off as a good thing, are kind of not so much anymore.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
They're very unionized.
I don't know. You said ionized.
I know, because unionized looks like unionized.
I get it now.
Yeah.
But
so the beginning of the 1900s, we got planes. We got automobiles.
We already had trains.
Yeah.
But we didn't have
John Candy or Steve Martin yet.
Exactly.
But we still have Steve Martin and not John Candy. True. Thanks a lot, drugs.
Yeah.
And what I'm only assuming are unhealthy eating habits.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't necessarily the picture of health.
No.
So planes, cars.
Something else had to have happened in the early 1900s.
The Titanic sank.
Don't get me started on the Titanic right now.
Are we talking like conspiracy theories with the Titanic?
Yeah, we'll go off on a tangent. That'll be a different episode. It's got to be.
Yeah, we should do a conspiracy theory episode.
I was thinking that.
Bring up.
So the Titanic sank.
Titanic sank. What was 1912?
I'm putting Titanic in air quotes because I personally,
it may be
Zach
the,
Beck, don't believe that it was the Titanic that sank. It was a sister ship. But again,
yeah,
we're not getting into that.
Which, what was the
Britannic?
Yeah.
Whatever
I started
one was
with a
in,
B.
Yeah, whichever one wasn't in the Navy as a med ship.
There's a lot of interesting theories around that. So, a ship sank.
Correct.
In the North Atlantic.
Yep.
In 1912.
Yep.
And
I didn't realize how close it was to America when it sank.
Was it? I don't know exactly where in the Atlantic it actually like.
So close.
Was it like 100 miles offshore?
Oh, I don't know. Just looking at a map.
Okay.
I don't know. It was near wherever that Titan submarine recently went down.
You mean the one that was going down to the Titanic? Wow.
I got my own feelings about that too.
Yeah, that's also a lot of weird stuff.
So 1910 to 1920. What good happened then? Let's take some guesses here.
Good?
Right, yeah. Well, anything. But like that's before the Depression.
Yeah, that was World War One.
Oh, we already covered
that. It was 1914 to 1918.
Eh, screw that. But did anything other than war happen?
I mean, I'm sure.
Did we invent any good classic American dishes? Pizza, perhaps?
I don't know.
French fries. When was the French fry invented?
I have no idea.
Well, this is the stuff that people need to know.
This is this okay? So when we do our next like follow up,
The other white meat, if you will.
Yeah, when we're like actually testing our historical knowledge, reviewing our own history podcast.
Yep,
we'll have to find what other significant events.
Yes,
we'll also have to look into, and I should have looked it up in the break and like cheated. George Washington Carver that you said.
George Washington?
Sorry. It's a little bit of...
George Washington. He invented the peanut.
He didn't invent the peanut.
I will kill you.
He didn't create a plant.
Yes, he did. Then what did he do with it? Was there peanuts before him?
Yes.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure.
How do you know?
I don't know. How do you know?
I don't know anything. I remember my brain is associating George Washington Carver and peanut. Those words, Everything else, I am just making up.
He did, well, didn't George Washington Carver do a lot for the medical community? Didn't he have something to do with penicillin and stuff like that?
I mean, the medical community sounds familiar. He was no Louis Pasteur, though.
Or is that who I'm thinking of?
I don't know. He pasteurized things. Does that mean sanitized? Or is that just milk?
No, I don't know what
pasteurized. Guys, if you're still listening to this, just yeah, thank
we're
you sorry. So much.
We're having, like...
Thank you so much, guys.
We're batting, you know.
Batting. Baseball. Babe Ruth. Bo Jackson. When did this happen?
Well, I mean, that gets more into the civil rights era.
All right, let's fast forward to civil rights.
That's after World War II.
Yeah, well, we finished World War II last episode.
With 27, I looked it up. It was actually 27 million Russians.
That's stupid.
Died. Fighting.
But they weren't on military, correct?
No, that was also civilian deaths, but they also had like a ridiculously high rate of civilian deaths to defeat the Nazis.
Was Joseph Stalin World War II or is that Lenin? Nikolai Lenin? Is he World War I?
Stalin was over Russia.
They both had fantastic mustaches, though.
True.
Yeah. Say what you want about Russia, but they know how to grow facial hair. And invade countries.
Yeah, and oppress their own population.
Yeah.
We're getting too political.
Okay, civil rights, let's go. Full disclosure, what does civil rights mean?
Well, but before the civil rights, because that was like 50s. I mean, sorry, 60s.
Was this before women could vote?
I think the civil rights and women's suffrage movement kind of happened similar times.
Because I know this is all before women got paid the same wage as men.
Well, we have the 50s, right? That was like the picturesque decade, right? Was the 50s.
Okay.
That's when we created the whole idea of like the white picket fence, suburban kind of culture came alive in the 1950s.
The American dream.
Yeah, moving away from more like rural agricultural versus industrial to like suburban.
Why did people want to move away from that? What was the driving factor? What made people be like, I don't want to do agriculture. I want to move into a community.
I think it probably was just industrialization, right? Like we
You're
survived.
Just saying words.
No.
I don't know what industrialization means.
Right. So an interesting statistic I learned is during World War II or the 1940s, 45%, so almost 50, almost half.
Well, thanks. I know that 45 is almost 50. I'm not an idiot.
No, but almost half of the American population grew their own produce.
That's wild.
Because it was a lot more rural and a lot more agricultural. But I think after World War II, right, we had industrialized enough, and because of having to create so much industrialization to pump out equipment and stuff for World War II, we learned, hey, we can mass produce stuff. I'm guessing that's when, because you think back to all the
assembly line.
Yeah, you think about like all the commercials and stuff that.
Oh, that's good.
The 1950s is probably when we learned how to process everything and mass produce everything so that people didn't have to rely on, well, I need my 10 acres to, you know, have my garden to feed my family. Now I can move to suburbia. We can mass produce, you know, housing subdivisions. And that's when they sold the idea of, you know, the American dream with the white picket fence. And
it's all a scam.
So I don't know. I think that's. This is also just me kind of spitballing just
that
from little.
That sounded legitimate.
I don't know whether that's accurate or not.
That sounded legit.
But
that's a great theory.
You know.
Let's roll with it.
So then you get suburbia.
Disturbia.
And then I don't know how that rolls into. I mean, the Korean War happened during that time.
Here we are talking about wars again. When was the Korean War?
So it was in the 1950s. I don't know the actual, like maybe 52 to 56 or something like that. I'm going to throw this out there
with almost no supporting evidence. I think I had a relative in the Korean War.
So the you say, why do we keep on talking about wars? The problem is the United States has been at war for most of its existence. That's kind of why.
True. But there's more to us than war, isn't right. there? There's a lot of disappointment. There is.
So then the 1960s come along, and we've got the Beatles.
They're British.
Yeah, but the
British are coming.
What do they call it? The English invasion?
Yeah.
Talking about music? Because all the British... So the Beatles come, and then all the British rock bands
like
and everything come over, and it's like this musical revolution. You have like the hippie movement.
Is that when they started dropping acid?
Yeah, hippie movement. That's kind of also when people started doing a bunch of drugs and free the mind, bro. You know, I don't know.
I mean,
ask our parents about that.
I don't think my parents ever dropped acid.
I don't know.
But they would have been born in the late 60s.
My parents were born in the early 60s, but they kind of, you know.
Maybe mine were in the early 60s too. I don't know, but.
And then, so the 60s were busy, right? Because we had the hippie movement. Mm-hmm. You had the Jesus movement.
Yes.
You had the civil rights.
I thought that was just a movie.
Movement. No.
That was funny.
It was a movie based on true historical events.
That was funnier than you gave me credit for.
So you have the civil rights, and then you also had the Vietnam War. Again, another war that we got involved in. You had Cold War, where everyone's like freaking out about...
It's not even a war.
Nukes. Well, I mean...
Nobody died.
Actually, people did die, but that's where we started fighting like proxy wars.
It's not a real thing.
That's when, so this I learned recently is that basketball, I guess, was created by some school teacher somewhere in the early like 1900s and became a popular sport, but then almost died out in either the 50s or the 60s until one of the famous players made it into the league, whether it was Magic Johnson or whoever that
what year kind of
revived. We're in the 60s.
Somewhere. It's not Magic Johnson.
Sorry. Right. He was what? 70s, 80s?
Yeah, because he still played a little. Well, he played with Larry Bird, and Larry Bird played with Michael Jordan, so that's coming into 80s. Could have been Wilt Chamberlain.
Might have been... Well, I don't remember who it was, but...
John Havlicek. Pistol Pete Maravich. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who
but
cares? A couple was this of, still when only white people were playing, and they couldn't dunk the ball, and there was no three-pointers?
Ooh, you want to know an interesting both civil rights and basketball...
Guys, he just got so excited.
Historical. So I'm from El Paso, Texas, right?
Yes.
Have you ever... So there's a movie about this, too, but it's a real...
Is it Glory Road? Are you about to talk to me about Glory Road?
Yes. That's Texas Western. Movie. Don Haskins.
Yeah.
Was the first NCAA coach to ever start five black players.
Yeah.
In.
That's so cool.
Basketball. And that was my hometown.
Imagine the set of balls on him.
Yeah.
Like literally.
No kidding.
Like I when that movie came out, I was so young. So like I obviously didn't like. I grasped it. Well enough.
Yeah.
I knew some things back then. But like the older I got, and then it would be on TNT and I'd like keep rewatching it. I'd be like, man, this guy was just like, screw you. And, these kids deserve to start. And
it was also during the time when TV was first becoming a thing. So you think, right? Like back in the day, they didn't have TV where the whole nation could watch. So, like, national television was first becoming a thing. So, it was the first time, you know, early on when this stuff was actually, when you had the ability to reach the entire U.S. through a certain medium. Yeah, but through a certain medium of entertainment.
Yeah.
And something like the NCAA championship was televised.
True.
And so not only that, but now for, you know, one of the first times he's also doing this in front of probably the largest audience that people had, you know, at that time. It wasn't like nowadays people watch the Super Bowl and there's like, you know, 100 million people watching, or like 50 million, I don't know.
Yeah, we should use the World Cup because we could have just said billions.
That's true. But we're Americans, so we don't... So, yeah, we're doing football, American history.
Football is so boring compared to soccer. So boring.
See,
so
I don't know. I haven't watched enough soccer, but for me to know that, I can't really speak on that just because I'm not all that into soccer, so I haven't watched a whole lot.
So,
and the games that I have watched haven't always been very exciting. But I did recently watch a soccer game in person. Hudson Valley playing Adirondack something. And my buddy that I went to go watch scored two goals.
What's his name?
Joe Howard from Hudson Valley. He scored two goals.
All-star MVP soccer player.
Yeah. Any D1 colleges
learn
out
his
there
name
should
learn
be scouting
his
him.
Name.
I don't know the positions well enough to tell you what he plays, but
I don't know that he even listens defense. To our podcast to hear us hype him up right now.
But my bro's like awesome.
Yeah.
So
the hell were we talking about?
I don't know. This has been really disjointed and like ADHD all over
what
the place.
What do we do with this?
But we're in the 60s.
Okay.
So, because there's the 60s were crazy. That was also Martin Luther King and lots of civil unrest.
People trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Because
riots.
They wanted to speak out. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And end of segregation, the moon landing, which we can get into all
and,
that.
Okay, I have to know before we get into it. Do you think we landed on the moon? It's a yes or no question.
I do.
Do you think we landed on the moon when we said we landed on the moon?
That's a good question. I have a hard time seeing how it was like televised live and all that stuff back in that day with. But I mean, at the same point, I don't know.
It's a yes or no question. I'm here to debate it.
I think this gets back into the conspiracy thing.
I know. I just want a yes or no answer.
But at this point, yes, I think we landed
okay.
on the moon.
Me too.
Okay. But there's a lot of there is undoubtedly a lot of weird stuff surrounding it.
Of course. The American government was involved. Of course there's a bunch of weird stuff surrounding it.
Oh, that's also like if we get into like government agencies and all the crazy stuff they did back then.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's a whole other, I mean, and
like all the stuff about Three Mile Island,
MK Ultra, you know, all that weird government testing experiment stuff. Like there's all sorts of weird stuff out there.
Our listeners are going to learn a lot about our conjecture with the government.
I love my country, but I'm not a fan of our government. Our government is crazy.
Yeah, you don't have to like. I like this country too, but like
JFK, that was in the 60s. So JFK, he was in the 60s.
You know, the day of the motorcade, JFK?
Yeah.
He didn't even want to go out. He was like, I need to go be a part of this motorcade. Like, I need a hole in the head.
Yeah. So someone, you know, he was the president. Someone should have listened to him and been like, you know what, bro?
Did you not Maybe get my right. joke?
Yeah. No, I
Why
get
didn't
it.
You laugh? That was a funny joke. And I'm actually irritated. You didn't even recognize it.
Like, I got it. I don't know. I'm just...
No, that was funny.
I'm sorry.
I'm aggravated.
Should we move on from the 60s? It was like a bad acid trip.
Is that when American Pie came out? Not American Pie. Yeah, American Pie, the song.
I don't know.
Good old boys drinking whiskey and why?
Probably.
Okay, cool. 70s.
Disco.
Afros.
Yeah, bell glitter, bottoms.
Cocaine. Lots of cocaine.
Yeah, there. So other parts of American history that we haven't touched on is the mob, the mafia. That's been a big part. And in the 60s and 70s, things got cray cray because it started, like,
to say the least,
blowing each other up, like car bombs and weird stuff like that. When I tell you to bury him in the mosh, I mean bury him in the mosh.
No? That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. That's from The Departed.
Of course I've seen The Departed. Okay. It's a great movie.
It is. What is this episode? We are so disjointed and all over the place. I am sorry to all of our listeners.
I don't know what we're going to do with this.
I'm realizing that really most of my historical knowledge is based around the timeline of the different wars that the U.S. fought in. I mean, we can still just trudge through and figure it out. What do you know about the 70s? You got to know something. Classic rock?
That's true.
Classic rock?
I mean, it's not my... Like, 70s rock was like almost touching where I started liking the music.
Were you
like,
more of an 80s rock?
Yeah.
Were you a hair metal?
Yeah, I was hair metal. I mean, Metallica in 83 and, you know...
Kiss.
Are
you a fan of Kiss?
A big fan of Kiss. Twisted Sister, because that...
Okay, so forget that, the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, we do the 70s.
It's all... The 60s was a bad acid trip, the 70s was the hangover, and then the 80s, you know, neon, big hair, hair metal.
Yeah.
Synth. True. Sitcoms.
Sitcoms, though. What's your favorite 80s sitcom?
I honestly don't know that I started... With like 80s.
I don't know what years anything came out, honestly.
Yeah, but like Family Matters. I don't know if that started in the 80s or not, or if that was early 90s.
So good. Family Matters was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I know this predates that. I remember watching Chips with my father.
Yeah.
Remember Chips?
I think that was 70s. 70s.
What was it? Eric Estrada? And then the blonde dude. That's all I got.
The blonde dude. You know what we completely skipped over?
What?
That was important.
Let's
in the
go.
70s?
Yes.
That we have already had an entire podcast discussing.
The timpani.
No. The start of Star Wars.
That was really in the 70s.
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
The first, what was it? The first two came out in the 70s. The third, Return of the Jedi, came out in the 80s.
Yeah. So Jorge Lucas.
Yeah. Star Wars started in the 70s. Thank you, George.
Yeah. You saved a whole decade from what was otherwise obviously
be
completely boring because we don't know anything about it.
Disco and bell bottoms and Star Wars.
And not just Star Wars, but like a whole new take on special effects and cinema.
Right. And a whole like different take on like sci-fi and weird space samurai westerns.
I don't know, what kind of movie you think Star Wars was. It was a space opera. I'll say it.
Yes,
again.
But he also modeled a lot of different parts off of like Kurosawa.
You're making
samurai.
Up words.
No. Also, how did we even mention TV and not talk about the invention of TV? I don't know how they were invented or who invented them, but that became a big thing that brought
like 40s. 50s?
50s, probably. Or at least that's when it became popular enough that like you started seeing them in homes. And then I think by the 60s, it was more common that everyone had like at least a TV.
Still something that the kids could turn up loud enough while the husbands beat their wives for overcooking dinner.
Wow.
You ever like to see those memes that like, it's like an old person, but like, like saying chivalry is dead and, you know, how guys don't open doors for their girlfriends anymore. And, you know, back in my day, we used to know how to treat women. And then it's like back in your day, you used to hit grandma for undercooking the baked potato or something like that.
I have not seen that. Wow.
That's good.
So TVs, which we mentioned a little bit with like,
so
NCAA and sports and that.
I'm going to make a drastic shift here.
Oh, okay.
If you could pick a decade to have grown up like the prime of your life in.
Ooh.
Let's say 20 to 30. Even though that's not our prime. but we haven't hit our prime yet. We're working towards it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pick a decade where you could have been 20 to 30. What would it have been and why?
That's really difficult.
I'm going 80s just for the soul music fact.
80s?
Yeah.
The creation of hip hop.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hip hop's baller.
I might do 80s, 90s.
You just get to pick one decade. 80 to 89.
But like 20s and 30s, right? 20s and the 80s, 30s and the 90s? Huh? Huh? So that'd make me my parents' generation?
When you put it like that, it's less appealing. I don't want to be old. But then I think about stuff like that. It's like, if I was alive in the 80s, I would never have my dog Coda right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's just sad to think about.
And if we were alive in the 80s, but also, so like, we would miss out on what was our, like, growing up era, right? Early 2000s, like, which was kind of great. I do love being a 90s kid, where I grew up in the 90s, went to school in the, or high school in the early 2000s, you know, like, there's another, like, another evolution of music in the early 2000s. That
early 2000s music
was amazing.
Hosts some of the world's greatest bangers.
Yeah. Like, you think of some of the, like,
Dear Maria, Count Me In, 2007, right?
Hip-hop, pop, and even rock music that were hits in, like, 2004 that are still being played on the radio and not played
still
as
Dre,
oldies,
right?
You know, that are still, you know, like you said, they're still bangers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just...
I mean, I feel like, obviously, we're going to agree on this, and everybody's going to say we're biased, but, like, 90s and 2000s was the best time to grow up.
Yes. Because, and here's one thing, too, is we weren't our parents' age who were adults when the internet became a thing,
yeah.
But we weren't Gen Z, the younger generation that always grew up with the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
Years old with an iPhone.
Right. I do like the fact that I grew up and I still had the experience of, you know, come home when the lights come on. You know, like
go ride your bike around
the neighborhood, you know, go run around outside and play. But at the same time, I still grew up with, like, playing awesome video games.
Age of Empires 2.
Like Nintendo 64 and, you know,
Star Fox.
Yes. And, like, classic Super Smash Bros. And, you know, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. And PlayStation 2. PlayStation in the early days had, like, some awesome freaking games.
They did. I had a PlayStation 2, and then I got an Xbox, and then I stayed with Xbox.
Same. I had a PlayStation 2, then I got an Xbox 360 because I wanted to play Halo.
Mm-hmm. That's why I got Xbox.
Yeah. And then I stuck with that. So...
Man.
This is all part of history. So, like, what, the 80s, 90s, 2000s, I feel like history, like, sped up. Because that's all the technological age, technology advanced.
I think that's a great point. Like,
you know,
when technology started advancing, like, not that time stopped having a meaning, but, like, you blink and the next thing is out.
Right.
And the next
everything
thing is out. And the next
up.
Thing is out. And the next thing is out.
Because not only does it speed up just everything about modern day life, but like you're saying, even innovation.
What I wouldn't give to have another LAN party just one last time.
Oh my gosh.
LAN party.
Oh my gosh. The best
thing. There was a time where we had our last LAN party and we never knew it was going to be our last one.
The age of split screen gaming. That we'll never get back. Multiplayer now is this weird, like, you know, online where you're playing 30 other people in a COD, you know.
Like, you thought you knew who your friends were. Then you play screen gaming and you stop screen looking. I'm like, I'm not screen looking.
Yeah, and you're having fist fights over screen peeking.
Yeah.
You know. That's an important part of history.
It is. Screen peeking.
Yeah.
Did you always call it screen peeking?
Did I what?
Did you always call it screen peeking?
Yeah.
Because I always called it screen looking, which is a far less weird way to say it.
Oh, I always heard, we always called it screen peeking.
Peek. peeking.
Don't screen peek. Probably because it sounds, we wanted to make you feel weird. Like, ew, you creeper, you're peeking. Screen peeker.
Please stop saying that word. I don't think I like that word.
So, technology, right? So the 80s came around and technology exploded and just exponentially grew throughout the 80s, 90s, 2000s, even until present day.
Well, yeah, it's never going to stop now.
You think about it, like, I remember growing up and we still had a, you know, a home phone. You had one number and you had
one
phone.
Do they still have the landline?
No, my family doesn't have a landline.
What was your home phone number?
Oh, gosh. I think, don't quote me on this, because if my family listens, let's be honest, I don't know that my family listens to my podcast. But,
they don't. Are they in Texas?
I think, and yes, they're in Texas. And anyone listening, please do not call this number, because it's been, I don't know who has this number anymore. Don't call or harass anyone. But my old home phone number from a kid was 915-842-8299.
That's rookie. Mine was better.
Better? It
starts with a 518, baby.
Yeah, 915.
518-270-9132. Which for some reason has care, like, I didn't have a cell phone when we had a home phone.
Yeah.
Like, not a smartphone. And for whatever reason, that number is loaded into my iPhone and always has been as my home phone number.
Stayed.
270-9132. 270-9132. And how then, did you have to answer the phone when you answered it when people called?
Like, hello, Jenkins residence.
Mine was, back residence, may I ask who's calling? Now, how do we answer the phone now?
Well,
what do you want?
Yeah, well, because now you know. And if so, think about this. Like, caller ID was a huge thing when it first came out. Like, oh my gosh, you can see who's calling you. Now, I look at my phone. If I don't have the number saved or it doesn't pop up, it's like it tells you what area it's from. Like, the area code pops up and I'm like, someone's calling me from, you know, Georgia. I don't know anyone in Georgia. If I don't know the number, I'm not answering. You let that go to voicemail and see if you want to call them
back.
The
greatest thing about that, though, because I don't pick up numbers I don't know, is the phone somehow can differentiate healthcare numbers. So it'll say the number and it'll say healthcare underneath of it. And so I'll always pick that up because...
You're like, oh, this is probably...
Like, it happened today, and they were calling to schedule, like, a surgery for me. And I was like, I don't know the number. But it says healthcare. I'll pick it up. And
I was like, I should probably answer that.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for a call from you. Cut me open and pour me out, doc. It wasn't the doctor who called. They're above that.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever actually talked to a doctor on the phone. Even when they're like, oh, to call to speak with your doctor, you call, and they're like, it's a nurse or a assistant or, you know...
They're too busy.
Front desk clerk. So, technology. Think about that. Like, we went from TV to all of a sudden, you know, like...
So, what's your favorite technological advancement?
I don't know what... I have no idea. That's a good question. I don't know what my favorite...
The insulin pump. No.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding, especially we don't have to use like glass syringes with
what are they called? Ampules?
Reusable like metal needles that you have to sterilize.
Guys, I just want to make a mention that our executive producer just came in and we could have used her.
Executive.
We could have used her about 51 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This episode is horrible.
It's like ADHD to the max. So technology, the fact that you can use a stick modeled after a Harry Potter wand to turn on lights in your living room that are hanging from the ceiling.
I really don't know.
Because so much technology is super cool. Like, it's awesome having a computer. And because of a computer, right, we have so much... Like, we wouldn't have our phones without computers. We wouldn't have smartphones. We wouldn't... be able to do like 90% of the stuff that we do nowadays.
I feel like we could trace this all the way back to George Washington Carver inventing the peanut, though. Lex, come here.
No more rhyming. She's gonna, I mean it.
She's going to sit in
Buddy on the podcast
for a second. Come here, baby.
I don't know history.
Come here, baby. Sit down.
You're going to embarrass me.
Does the name George Washington Carver mean anything to you?
Yeah. Yes.
What did he do?
Something about peanuts and peanut butter.
See,
did he invent the peanut?
I don't remember if it was invented.
Because I don't think he invented
right.
a plant. I think he did stuff with it and probably, you know.
No, he invented it.
Did you look it up?
We can't look it up
yet. We can't. That's going to be a different podcast. Yeah. I don't think he invented a peanut. That'd be like saying someone invented the banana. That,
right.
God invented the banana.
Are you saying God's not a person?
I mean, that's a whole different theological discussion that we can get into.
We're not God.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the word invented is correct, but it's something with peanuts.
Perfected, maybe.
Trick question. Who was the person who invented peanuts?
The comic.
What a smart Southern boy we got.
I actually don't remember his name. Do you?
Charles Schultz.
Nice.
I don't know if that's right.
But we're going to go with it.
I think it is. Because Christoph Waltz popped into my head, and that's the actor. So the next best thing was Charles Schultz. But also Doug was popping into my head, and I didn't think it was Doug.
Doug? That was a cartoon.
Dougie.
So also stuff it with history, because we're just jumping all over the place. Yeah. We're totally skipping.
Outline. Like, there's no outline. Spoiler alert.
That's fine.
Hitler, totally, am I right? No. Okay.
That was World War II. We already did that.
Sorry.
We skipped, like, you know, Watergate, Nixon, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
President resigning.
Yeah, but, like, that's boring history. Like, it's cool history, but most people that listen to this podcast are going to say it's boring history. Like, I can already feel the messages I'm going to get saying how we should never do another episode about history.
Probably.
And I think that's what's killing my motivation. It's because I already know people are going to complain about it to me. So I think to land this episode.
Like we didn't land on the moon?
I'll kill you. I think we each say our three favorite things about American history and our three least favorite things about American history.
American history.
Yes, American history.
Although we did establish last time that history began 1776, everything before that was a mistake.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was the prologue.
Yeah.
That was the free trial.
It's the backstory to the main story.
That was the other
it's the
white
prequel.
Meat.
And prequels always suck.
True.
Just kidding. They don't. Because I'm actually a big fan of the prequels.
I loved the prequels.
When it comes to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then you're not a true Star Wars fan. So fight me.
You're also not a true Star Wars fan if you like the new ones.
Yeah. Also, fight me.
All right. And they don't have to be in any specific order, but I think...
I would say favorite things. One, I mean, just the amount of technology that we have been able to produce and... You know, America has been big in a lot of big technological innovation, you know, that has literally changed world history. We've done a lot of amazing things with that. I would also say that while America has gotten a lot of stuff wrong, I think the ideals that America has pursued as far as, like, the ideas of freedom and... Free speech, free thought, you know.
Yeah, because all that stuff still exists, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Still deserves to be fought for. Like, I feel like it is a very important thing because it led to some of that innovation and some of that, you know. Well, it led to some bad stuff. It led to a lot of good stuff, too. I don't know what my other favorite thing about American history would be.
Mine, I can tell you, are going to be nowhere near as deep as yours. Because I'm a small picture how it pertains to my life. And obviously, you could say, you know, like, well, if we didn't have technology, or if we didn't have free speech, or if we didn't have this or that, then you wouldn't have these things. That's not the point. It's not the point.
Cheeseburgers.
100%.
Cheeseburgers. That's my number. That's my number three.
Like, freedom. Somebody at some point. Go ahead.
Freedom, innovation, and cheeseburgers.
That's good. That's good stuff. But like, do we have freedom?
To a degree, in a sense, not free in total, not complete in total freedom.
Oh, we don't have chaotic freedom.
Chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral. Cheeseburgers are definitely like somebody at some point in time was like, I'm going to smash meat on a
I actually flat don't know. Top. That might have been actually come from the Germans.
Nope. It's American. I don't care if they came up with it. We perfected it. So they can bite me.
Facts.
Yeah. So cheeseburgers are there for me.
Okay. So we agree on one.
Of course. And obviously I like those other things, but come on, like they're not fun at all.
Did we come up with amusement parks? Disneyland. That's American.
That is American. Good for us.
Yeah. I'm just saying the world would be missing out on a lot if it wasn't for us.
That's true. Disneyland. So if we go on cheeseburgers. Disneyland.
So you have to pick up something that I didn't say. Because I gave you both of those.
Daggummit.
Dagnabbit.
One of the things, my favorite things about America is Zach Jenkins.
The executive producer over here chuckling.
Someone professional. Now she cackles.
Witchcraft. You guys missed it, but she picked up a wand and made lights happen. Yes, that's how I'm going to describe it. She made light happen.
She made light happen.
With a wand. Technology.
This is hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who asked the stupid question?
You did, sir.
What a dumb question to ask. I mean, we already talked about it. I'm going to have to say planes is one of mine. As much as I hate flying, I like saving. Awesome. I like saving time more because you have limited time in life. So you can go on vacation across the country and be there in a day and you don't have to, you know, die of dysentery along the way getting there anymore.
Least favorite, 5-day work week. Not because it was not an improvement over what it was, but because we still stick to it because we should do better.
I concur.
Be a longer weekend.
Yeah.
Boom.
We should just host podcasts full time and then we can work fewer days but more hours. Instead of working full-time and doing this. Least favorite for me, the two-party system.
Trash. Trash. I agree.
There's one real one from me.
George Washington warned us about the two-party system.
That Jamoke knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. He might have known a thing or two because he invented freedom.
He invented freedom.
Yes. He invented it. Freedom is an American invention.
Well, since we're already getting deep with these, my other one is least favorite thing about America, that we feel the need to insert ourselves into every other country's problems.
Back to isolationism for the win. Yeah, we kind of made ourselves everybody's babysitter.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Babysitter and cheerleader are different.
Yeah, I know, but it reminded me of the song. And my last least favorite thing about America, and I'm keeping this in, I'm not editing it out.
Uh-oh.
The Denver Broncos.
I mean, they're bad this year, but I can't say that's my least favorite thing about America.
It's obviously not one of my least favorite things about America. It's just
yes,
funny.
It is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
I couldn't care less about the Denver Broncos. I'm indifferent. If they stop being a team tomorrow, wouldn't care.
Broncos country. Let's cry.
No, they cheat. The city's too high above sea level. Players can't play there. Some players can't play there. It's not fair.
Mile High?
It's not fair.
I mean, I feel like that's just people being wussies if they can't play.
The people with sickle cell anemia are just being wussies?
Okay, well, that's not what I was saying. We're talking about NFL professional athletes. Are there NFL professional athletes that have sickle cell anemia?
Yeah. There was like three a few years ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah, like Pittsburgh and the Jets would always take L's. L's whenever they went there because they'd lose their slant receiver.
Dang.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Oh, another amazing thing that I like about the country.
You hit three. So help me. If you say one more thing, it's going to go in the least favorite column.
Wow.
So say it.
Nope, because it's not my least favorite.
I hate this episode, by the way.
You said that about our last episode, which was also in the same vein. But listen, we're learning. As podcasters, we are learning, and we have learned that history is not a good topic for us.
Yes, I will.
Unless we do it more directed.
I'm going to say it right now. There will never be another historical podcast episode for me and Zach Jenkins ever again.
What if we do one that's funny?
This was supposed to be funny.
Yeah, but we couldn't make it funny because...
If we can't make it funny, then it can't be made funny.
It can.
I can make anything funny. I can make death funny. I can't make this podcast funny.
Well, thank you for joining us for the My Life, Your Life Together podcast.
And please, for the love of God, come back next week. And listen to the episode that's going to come out. Please.
We have...
Don't judge us by this. If this is your first episode, I have to air it. Too much happened here. Too much history took place here. If this is your first episode, go listen to a diabetes one.
Or the Star Wars one.
Or the Star Wars one.
I mean, we've got actually a lot of
good episodes.
Yeah.
This isn't one of them.
This one and the other history one have been kind of a whirlwind, so.
If nothing else, we had fun making them. I just don't know how much fun it's going to be to listen to.
But if you are here listening.
Thank you.
Also, what if we proposition to have people like suggest topics that we talk about? Like,
I try that. Nobody wrote in.
Oh, did we already try it? Well, the like 10 consistent fans that we have, write something in. Give us some ideas if you have any. We're still waiting for our friend from the Netherlands.
I mean, I tried to get an episode lined up where you and I actually aren't on it. Scheduling with these four individuals is nothing short of...
herding cats?
Yeah. But it is going to take place. It is going to happen. And I'm excited about it.
Nice.
But until then, join us next time for a fantastic episode. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be great. You're going to love it.
It's going to be better than this one.
I'm going to make sure of it. Until then, keep an eye out on Instagram and Facebook and the website. The new merch store is out. So a couple new designs, colors, fun stuff.
Spooky season
design. Spooky season design. Yeah. And then shoot us messages if you want us to talk about something or if you want to talk about something. And we'll see you next time.